Hey, what is up? It is Christmas Eve, and every year on the 24th of December, I think about one of my most special Christmas Eves. I want to tell you a story that I have never shared publicly, but it happened one faithful Christmas Eve.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey-ho, ho, 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 Merry Christmas. You know, for years on Christmas Eve, I got to play Santa for my nieces and nephews. And when you're playing Santa, by the way, Santa's the biggest rock star in the entire world. And you know when you've donned that Santa suit that you have certain powers that are only powerful to children, and they respond to Santa like nothing else. Santa's the one that brings the gifts of their dreams. And so many Christmas Eves brought great dreams and gifts my way, like one I'm about to share. But first, when I was playing Santa for nieces and nephews, in the middle of reading to them, and them sitting on the floor at the ages of 4 and 3 and 6 and maybe 7, a couple of families, and I would, by the way, I don't have kids, so the one time I get to, you know, they're not going to think about Uncle Todd, they're going to think about Saint Nick. And so I'd sit there in the chair and read to the families a great tale about Santa on Christmas Eve. And while I was reading and the kids were staring at me, hard to believe that the biggest rock star in the entire world, Saint Nick, is right before them. And I'm telling the stories, and before I know it, my fake Santa beard falls off my face. And the kids, their faces are like horrified. They have just realized that they've been duped. And then quickly I adjusted my beard and I got it back behind my ears, and the kids magically went back into make-believe, and there I was, Saint Nick, once again. Now in life, ooh, that's hard to do with adults. In fact, that's rarely ever pulled off. You can't have an adult in make-believe and then have them come out of make-believe and get them back in. Well, maybe love, you could do that. Well, one Christmas Eve shaped a very important part of my life. You see, I was working on a television show that I had created. It was based off of what I did on the radio in Phoenix. Now, I never told you what I did on the radio in Phoenix. I did a show that was called Deal With It. And what I did, by the way, this is 1999. You know me as being cutting edge. This is still way ahead of where the internet is now 20 years later. But I had a TV show, I had a radio show where anybody that came onto my show brought their solution to whatever people were arguing about that week on the radio. And their solution would be on my website. And if you like this solution, you could enter your zip code, click send, and your solution that you supported would go to each of your elected representatives, local, state, and federal. And the email would say, I support this solution that I just heard on the radio, and here is the info. So I created this, and in every episode on the radio, we would get 100 to 150,000 action letters being sent off to local, state, and federal representatives. This is 1999. By 2002, I was like, yo, this is a great concept. I should probably try to pitch this to TV. So I went across to the East Coast, Eastside, because that's where it's all going down when you're dealing with news programs. And I pitched my show at MSNBC and Fox News. I think I've shared with you the story about how I got to the front door of Fox News, and I flew across country for this one meeting, and I got to the front door and my cell phone rang, and it was the year 2000. How do I know? Because the presidential election of Bush Gore just happened 2 days before. The election was undecided also. Sound familiar. And when I got to the front door, about to reach the door handle, because I was going in to meet literally the head of the network at Fox, Bill Shine. What happened? He called my phone and said, "Hey man, was really looking forward to meeting you, but I've got to go to Florida for the recount." Well, I had to think instantly that I just flew across the country. I'm super broke. Probably cost me $2,000. And I told him, "Absolutely not. I'm at your front door. At least I need 5-10 minutes. I'm coming down the elevator right now. I'll wait for you in the lobby." There's no way I was going back to Arizona. There's no way I'm telling my wife that I flew across country and the guy canceled on me. So I got in, I had that meeting. The meeting didn't go well. And I also pitched this at CNN. Now CNN picked up my show and gave me a 4-month exclusive. In that same 4-month exclusive, I went to LA and got hired at the I didn't want to say the name. It starts with an F, ends with an X, and I'm protecting myself from a lawsuit. And it isn't the news channel, but is the television company. But where I worked was directly for the president of the network, who ran a lab where all of the television show ideas got dreamt up. It's where all the pilots were created. In fact, I worked for the head of the network. He happened to be married to my mom's best girlfriend, right? Small world. I didn't know him well, but I saw him at family events and I interacted with him, and he hired me and said, "Come out to LA, I'd love to have you work, blah, blah, blah." And when I went and met with him, I told him about my TV show that CNN had a 4-month exclusive on. I was kind of bragging and fishing at the same time, if you know what I mean. Well, I told him about Deal With It, and he was like, "Well, you know, it's an okay idea, but, you know, everybody in the city's got ideas, dude. Anyway, love to have you come work here. If you want to get started, you could start, blah, blah, blah." So I took the job. This has happened in my job interview. I told him that idea. Flew out. My wife and I moved to LA. And in the first or second week, one of the producers walked up to me. He's like, "Hey, dude, you're a smart guy. Would you mind proofing this show concept that I'm working on for the big boss, my mom's friend?" So I was like, "Yeah, cool." So I started proofreading the concept, and I kid you not, the concept that the big boss had this producer develop was literally the show, Deal With It, that the big boss told me wasn't that good of an idea. He poo-pooed it in front of me. Speaking of poo-pooing it, the guy was a bigger a-hole than I thought, because he was shopping my show internally there at the network and developing it. But I had a 4-month exclusive on CNN. So I walked into the big boss's office next time I saw him there, and I said, "Hey, you know, this is kind of a scary moment in my life. This is my mom's friend, and I'm coming in, and he's the head of the network, and I'm accusing him of stealing my idea that I'm under contract with CNN. Do you follow?" So I said to him, and this is like now a couple of days, this is like 3-4 days before Christmas. And I said to him, "You know, it's really kind of awkward for me because I brought you the idea as a friend of the family." And he said, "Honestly, Todd, I don't remember that at all. I don't remember you talking to me about it. I mean, I don't even know the show that so-and-so, the producer's working on. I'm not sure what that is." Just deny, plausible deniability. So he said, anyway, sorry for the confusion. That was it. And then as I was leaving his office, he said, "Hey, by the way, on Christmas Eve," enter Christmas Eve into the story, "would you mind coming in on Christmas Eve? The office is going to be closed, but I need somebody to answer my phones because Jenny's not going to be here." And I was like, "Yeah, sure, I'll do whatever you need. Because you know me, I'm here to serve." So I answered phones all day and took his head of the network's messages. And at 4:00, the phone rang and I picked it up, and it was the head of the network. And he's like, "Hey, Todd, can you give me my messages? Oh, Merry Christmas." And I was like, "Hey, Merry Christmas, dude." And yeah, and I gave him his messages. And then he goes, and one last thing. You're going to see Jerry and Rick from security coming down. This will be your last night. Merry Christmas. Boom. Just like that, I got fired on Christmas Eve by the head of the network, kicked out the door by security. It is the job that my wife and I moved to Los Angeles for. Gonzo, axed by my mom's friend. And you know what? I never developed that show, never did anything with it, and turned my back on television, because within days, I got hired by the Premier Radio Network and iHeartRadio to run digital for 7 of their largest national talk shows. And now you know the rest of the story. Merry Christmas. I love a good Christmas Eve carol. A good story on Christmas Eve that tells you the power and the majesty of the spirit. I hope you enjoyed my Christmas Eve story, and many blessings to you and your family. But remember, when a story like that happens, many great things can come with it. My career took off. I was able to pursue my dreams and then, well, follow the path to develop the future that I wanted for myself. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, you guys. Thanks for letting me tell you this story that rocked my world one faithful Christmas Eve.